Frequency Cast Special Report. Startup in progress.
Hi, this is Pete.
And this is Kelly from Frequency Cast, the UK TV and tech podcast.
This is one of the interviews that we recorded at Gadget Show Live 2015 up in Birmingham. We've been walking around a busy trade show all day and we came across the Riot Bag, which is a really snazzy little backpack. The weird thing about it is you put things in and you kind of can't get them out. We spoke to Sarah to find out more about the Riot Bag and also to find out how she came to fund it.
It's almost that you can't get into it. Actually, I discovered on my commutes over the last few years that it was rather odd that when you're wearing a rucksack that the person behind you can get into it more easily than you can. And I thought that was a weird design fault for most of us who are commuting and travelling around cities. So what I thought was, what about if you turn the bag around so that you take all of the outer zips off and put them against your back? And that is what is being worn at the moment. It's called the Riot Bag.
Very stylish it is too, and actually if you take it off and get into where you've got the laptop, it really actually works, doesn't it? Comfy wear?
Yeah, it really is actually very comfy. I'm not a particular backpack user, but in terms of carrying around a handbag, in comparison to this, this certainly feels a lot better.
And this isn't normally our kind of product, is it? We don't normally do sort of clothing-y kind of stuff. We like things with batteries and chargers and everything else, don't we?
Typically that is what we would tend to cover, but it's quite an interesting product. It's something quite simple that you'd easily recognise, but it's just been changed rounds ever so slightly.
But what gets me is the way that innovation has changed today, that if you have an idea, and clearly Sarah, you've seen a need for this particular product, and traditionally it would have been a nightmare trying to get a product like this to market. Just tell us how you've gone about creating this.
Yeah, so we're now in April, and this time last year, the Riot Bag didn't exist. It was just a sketch on a piece of paper. What I did was worked with a prototyping company, and then by September, we had created the final prototype. In that time, I'd used SurveyMonkey to survey 1,000 people for free online via social media. Then, with my final prototype, I put that on Kickstarter for a month and managed to get 1,000 people to back it, which was absolutely amazing. And that allowed me in November, fully funded, to go off to China, get the first production sample made. Then, in December, the first production run started and the first Riot Bags came back in February. So, within a year, I've gone from having an idea to prototyping it, creating it, and getting people actually wearing it.
And a couple of years ago, that just wasn't possible, was it?
I wasn't doing this a couple of years ago. In fact, I don't even come from a design background. I don't have any technical background. I just had this idea and found that all of the tools, free tools, were there online, which enabled me to do it with a crowd. To me, you know, I live in that world online, so I'm used to it, but loads of people have been amazed that it's actually worked.
So anyone out there with an idea for an invention can actually do it themselves?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, that's why I've called the company Riot. So it stands for Revolution in User Thinking. For me, that's important because it describes the bag, I've revolved it. But vitally, I was just a user of rucksacks. And I think that there's a lot of innovation that has yet to come from people who are users of products, who find a problem, think of a solution. They can go and use all of those tools to make them themselves. So I'd like to see loads of things popping up like this, and maybe they'll end up at the Gadget Show or the British Inventors Project, you never know.
So what advice would you give to someone that's got a bit of a crazy idea? They don't want to change their lives, they don't want to sort of mortgage their house to come up with an idea. How would you tell someone to go about getting started?
Draw it out, really think it through. Make sure that the thing that you are trying to make is actually going to work. You have to test it via prototyping it, but try and gather as much data as you can, because you have lots of biases that you don't know about, so you need to make sure that you can test them and get rid of them. And if at the end of all of that you've got something that still works and people like it, put it on Kickstarter, test the market, put as much effort as you can in. You know, I put a video together, I put a few photos together. It cost me 700 quid to put my Kickstarter campaign together. That is, that if you've got an idea and you really believe in it, that should be, you know, it's not too much money, I think. And if Kickstarter says no, that's a big message. You know, do they really want it? Have you executed it properly? But if they say yes, that's a big signal that you should keep going with it. So test it, test it, test it, test it. Use everything out there that's free, and then keep going if it works.
Awesome. And just give us a plug for your website if someone wants to take a look at this product.
Cool. So it's riot.co.uk, and I spell Riot, R-I-U-T, which stands for Revolution in User Thinking. And my final Riot bags are coming back from China at the moment. So the final 100 Riot bags are going to be available online at riot.co.uk.
Thanks very much to Sarah, and you can find more of our coverage of Gadget Show 2015 over at our website, www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast, special report, shutdown complete.